Hello and welcome to Thursday, another beautiful day in the Think Big community where entrepreneurs and business owners come from around the world together to think bigger, work smarter, and grow successful businesses faster through online strategies, leadership, and mindset. This is Mia DeBolt, founder of the Think Big Network, the community of empowered entrepreneurs who are creating successful businesses online. You can find out more information as well as get our free 10-day bootcamp on how to make more money online by attracting the right customers through social media by going to thethinkbignetwork.com. And now it's my great pleasure to introduce my partner in success and life, mission accomplishment strategist JT DeBolt, with today's Think Big message about creating the dream come true moment. JT, it's all yours.
All right, Mia, thank you so much. And to all of our high altitude friends out there, I say good morning. Good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thanks for joining us here each and every single Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Welcome to Thursday, by the way. Great to be with you. Here's a question for you to get the day going. Have you ever had one of those moments when everything falls into place, when the stars align, your dream shot lands straight in your lap? It actually happened to me. Now, I'm sure it's happened to you, too. If you think about it, perhaps there's that time in your life when just, man, everything fell together. I remember when I got into flight school, I almost didn't get in just because of my age. I was 29 years old, and that was the cutoff. The cutoff was I had to get in at 29, and I made it. I was literally like the last gasp. But here's the crazy thing. It happens from time to time. Not just once. It happens from time to time where that dream come true actually results in the thing you've wanted for a very long time. The dream come true moment. The saddest moments are when our dreams arrive to welcome us, but we're kind of asleep. We miss the phone call. We miss the knock at the door. And that happens as well. It's important to have yourself in a position to strike when the iron gets hot. As business owners, as entrepreneurs, you're going to have a lot of opportunities that come in your way. And there are going to be times where things that look like a great opportunity are really something that, maybe shouldn't be the thing that we put our time, energy, and focus into. And if we think about it that way, then it can cause us to get a little bit sleepy behind the wheel. We start to miss out on those golden opportunities, those once-in-a-lifetime situations, those dreams come true. So how do we turn an opportunity into an actual dream and make that dream physically come true? Well, there's a couple of ways to seize the moment when your dream arrives. And we're going to be talking about that today. But before we jump into that, I want to ask you one important question. I want you to just think about this for a second. What is the big dream you have right now? Maybe it's the big overarching dream. Maybe you know exactly what your big vision is. And if you don't yet, that's okay. Maybe it's something that right now, if it happened for you, you'd be stoked. You'd be like, oh, that's the first big domino that has to fall. If that one thing were to occur, I'd be off to the races. I'd be charged full of momentum. The fuel tank would be packed full, and I'd be flying high, fast, and far. Either way, whether it's the big overarching vision or if it's just that next step, that first next domino that needs to fall, think about what that might be. Because in order for us to seize the moment and allow the dream to come true, the first step is we have to be prepared. We have to be prepared. We have to know what it is we're actually working toward, right? And in some cases, that could be the biggest challenge. That's why I want you to really think about this today. I want you to think about what's the thing that you would really love to have happen. When somebody says, hey, it's a dream come true, what does that mean to you? What does that actually look like to you? What's that represent to you? Here's the thing. In order for us to actually be prepared for it to happen, number one, we got to know what it is we want, right? We got to know what that represents, what that means, what the definition of that is for us. The next part about it is we have to work our dream every single day. We have to be focused. We have to stay present because here's the reality. Here's the beautiful yet sometimes frightening reality. The reality is that there are opportunities around us all the time. That's awesome. And it's also a little bit frightening because that means that we really can't be let off the hook, right? Well, there's not a lot of excuses that we can make. There's not a lot of wasted time or energy that we can afford to give away if we expect those dreams to actually arrive for us to turn them into reality. Yes, we have to be working on our dream every single day, but we have to stay focused, we have to stay present, and we have to be paying attention. Here's the crazy part. You may have already today had a couple of times where your dream has been bouncing around and that opportunity to seize it has already shown up. The question is, are you paying attention? Are you present? Are you focused? And are you working it? Next, realize this. Be prepared, but don't be perfect. I say this all the time. Don't be perfect, just be awesome. I say this to my clients, my customers, my friends. I say it to my team members. But here's the most important thing. Perfection is the death of dreams. Perfection is literally the noose that we hang around ourselves, hoping that the floor will fall out. We're looking for an escape, so we say, hey, I got to get it right, got to make it perfect, because if I'm perfect, then I'm not out there actually doing. People just get so obsessed, this perfection obsession, as I like to call it. And here's the thing. There's no such thing as perfection or 100% compatibility. It's delusional to think that you're going to find the perfect mate that's 100% what you're asking for, or the perfect situation that's 100% ironclad guaranteed, or a situation that doesn't require much of you, but you get a lot in return. It's not how it works. It takes time. It takes patience. It takes sometimes frustration. It takes scratching our knees, banging our heads a little bit. Sometimes we have to give more than we get, at least in the beginning. The question is, what are we willing to do? What are we willing to endure? What are we willing to stick around for in order to get that big dream to come true? Obviously, if you know what it is you want, and you're focused and you're present and you're working on it daily, then we're not worried about being perfect. We're just worried about doing our best stuff. We're worried about being awesome, bringing our best stuff to bear each and every single day. Now, this requires us to do the next step, and that is to tune in. I'm talking about mind, body, and soul, my friends. And this means that believing even when there is no evidence to support it. This is probably one of the most important things I've seen in successful entrepreneurs. People that keep going despite evidence that it's going to work out. And it's the number one thing, one of the top three things that stops people from being successful. They need 100% certainty. They need to be sure that it's going to work out. They won't invest, they won't launch, they won't risk unless they know that there's 100% or close guarantee that they're going to make their money back or that they're going to have success. That's not how it works. That's not how entrepreneurship works and how business works. That's not how life works. But yet we do it every single day. You see people, they will stop themselves from doing the one thing they know they have to do. Taking the action, writing the email, sending the Facebook post, sending the blog post. Reaching out to the person, dropping the dollars, the investment, whatever it looks like. They won't do it, but they know that's what they should do. Here's the question. What are you holding yourself back from right now? What's that thing you're holding yourself back from because you're not tuned in? The thing you're waiting for 100% compatibility and perfection for. My challenge to you is this. There is no evidence to support anything. And the evidence that you do have is all you need. But if you tune your mind, body, and soul into what you want, if you tune your mind, body, and soul into the actions you take to get it, if you tune your mind, body, and soul into your thoughts, your words, your actions, then everything else will follow through and you'll get the results you want. Might take time, might take several iterations of it to go through before it renders the result you want. But I'm telling you, if you're doing it from a place of presence, mind, body, soul, if you're doing it from a place of belief, mind, body, and soul, if you're doing it from a place of conviction, you will get what you want from life. It's so powerful. We've got to be our own tuning fork. We've got to listen to ourselves, trust our guts, trust our instincts, develop our ability to make great decisions, follow through, and trust ourselves. One of the great things that you can do for the world, if not for yourself, is to learn to trust yourself, respect yourself, make great decisions and follow through on them. That's the path to greatness. Fourth, you've heard me say this a lot. I say it so much, is be bold. Be bold and mighty forces will come to your aid. As the great Basil King says, my favorite quote of all time. And I say it again. I say it almost every single week. Why? Because it's something that I believe so much in. It effervesces from every pore in my body. You have to be bold. You got to ask for it, whatever it is, regardless of the likelihood of the outcome. Stop attaching ourselves to the likelihood. In fact, if we just drop likelihood altogether and ask for it as if we're going to get it, we're going to get more of what we want from life. We're going to get more sales. What if you just went up and asked that big client that you want to work with for the sale? What if you wrote a proposal to that company, that individual, that organization, whomever it is, to do business with you, and they said yes? Who cares about the likelihood? Who cares about the competition? Who cares about the percentage point? Who cares about anything? What if you just did it? What if you just acted boldly? What if you just acted as if you were going to win? As if you deserved to win? What if you acted as if you were the number one person they should work with? Everything would shift. Everything would change, and that dream would come true. But yet, so many times we let our egos, we let our fears, we let our insecurities step in and be the boss. We let them win. Man, what a bummer. How sad that is. Let's make an effort to be bold today and every single day. You just never know who might be listening. And finally, be willing to receive. Listen, it'd be a damn shame if you did all the work of preparation, if you decided not to be perfect, just to be awesome, if you tuned in mind, body, soul, and you acted boldly, and everything landed in your lap, but you weren't willing to receive. That would be a damn shame. You've already done the work. Now act like the winner. Act like the winner that you are and seize the trophy. You deserve success. And here's the cool part about this. It's not the last time you're going to get success, so get used to it. Start acting like that person that's ready to receive. You do deserve it, all right? I don't care what anybody's ever told you, especially your own self. I don't care what that little voice in your head is telling you. But doggone it, here's the point. You got to be willing to go out there and make the dream come true for yourself. There is no ship coming in. Well, when my ship comes in, that's not how it works. You have to jump off the pier, swim to the boat, go up the side of the thing, and be the captain of the ship in order for it to come in. That's how it works. And the more you're willing to do that, the more your dreams will come true. And so today, and every single day, I want you to get out there. I want you to act as if. Do the preparation, forget perfection, tune in, be bold, and get ready to receive, because it's coming your way, my friends. It's on its way. All right, my friends, that does it for today's message. Remember this, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Mia, take them away.
Thanks, JT. If you want to get our free 10-day bootcamp on how to make more money online by attracting the right customers and leads to your business through social media, go to thethinkbignetwork.com. Also, go and share your big takeaway with us as well as other big thinking entrepreneurs on facebook.com/thethinkbignetwork. This call is a wrap. Go out and share your greatness with the world now, my friend, because now is all you have. Thank you for tuning in, and we will talk to you tomorrow.